Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ovik Roy back on the show. Ovik is senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, author of The Apothecary, which is a health policy blog that you can find at Forbes.com, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ovik Roy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
It's good. Great. It's good to have you back. Ovik, you've been covering, not only with us, but as your career, you've been covering healthcare public policy. You and I talked about the Obamacare before it became law on the show. We talked about it during the Supreme Court process. We've talked about it since then. So you cover this all the time. One of the elements that we know was built into the framework of Obamacare was putting the IRS in as the enforcer of Obamacare and keeping up with who is doing what, who should be doing what, and auditing and investigating, et cetera, et cetera, and also taxing people based on the Obamacare law. How does the recent scandals that the IRS has admitted to, how does that change all that? Does it change it at all?
Well, what Obamacare does is Obamacare dramatically expands the power of the IRS because of two particular provisions in the law. One, the individual mandate forcing most people to buy health insurance, and the second, the employer mandate forcing most employers to offer health coverage to all their workers. In order to enforce those two provisions of the law, the IRS's powers have been expanded dramatically by Congress. So how does it all tie together with the scandals? I mean, it's just another thing for the IRS to audit you for. If you're running a small business, they can audit you to make sure that you're offering the health coverage that you say you're offering and go through all your paperwork for that. So it's just one more thing for them to attack you on. Same with the individual mandate. They can check up on you to make sure you've bought the right kind of insurance.
Well, and now they have access to, they will have access to more of our health information too, won't they?
Yeah, they'll have to know the exact policy you have. Because unless they know the exact policy you have, they won't know whether that policy complies with Obamacare. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll have access to your health records, though there is a class action lawsuit going on in California where some people are suing the IRS for illegally obtaining health records of 10 million people in California.
Are you saying that the IRS may be able to violate HIPAA?
Well, tell
the audience what HIPAA is.
Yeah, so HIPAA is the Health Insurance Portability and Something Act of 1996, which is supposed to ensure a Portability and Privacy Act. Maybe it's supposed to they billed it at the time. You may remember the Patient's Bill of Rights.
Yes. Uh-huh.
One of the ideas in that piece of legislation was that it would do a lot to preserve the privacy of your medical records, particularly if you switch jobs and things like that. And the thing is, the way the Obamacare exchanges work, there are a lot of medical records and insurance records that the exchanges are going to have to know about your eligibility and some other factors that are beyond what HIPAA specifies for privacy protection. So actually, when I talk to people on Capitol Hill, you know, Republican staffers on the Hill, that's something they're very concerned about. They're very concerned about the fact that the exchanges are going to require a lot of information from you that HIPAA
literally
doesn't mandate.
So literally, this could wind up diluting the enforcement of HIPAA.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's put it this way. The privacy regulations within HIPAA are not compliant with the way the exchanges work. They don't.
Right.
There's a mismatch.
Yeah, exactly. So they're in conflict with each other. And, you know, something else you said that people need to really start taking into consideration. Folks, whatever you have, whatever you hope to have, whatever you're going to have with regard to health care coverage, health care insurance, whatever, whichever way you want to look at it, it will have to be an Obamacare-approved program. And that's the devil in the details, isn't it, Ovik?
Well, yes, but there is one little tweak, which I wrote about on Friday and the Wall Street Journal talked about today, which is that there is a way to not exactly evade the employer mandate,
right,
but to sort of work around it.
Hold on to that thought, then. We'll come back after this message. These messages.
Okay.
I'm going to let you tell us how to do that. Folks, this is probably breaking news here right after this break with our good friend Ovik Roy, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and his blog is called The Apothecary. You'll find that at Forbes.com. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.